One of the interesting things about saying gracious is that many of the figures, according to Chazal, spent time learning in Yeshivas, Shem, Ve'ever. We know that Yaakov Avinu, Parshas Toldos, Yaakov Avinu is the Ishtam Yoshev Olim. Rashi writes, what does it mean to be Yoshev Olim? He's Be'olo Shel Shem, Be'olo Shel Ever. That Yaakov Avinu is learning Torah in Yeshivas, Shem, Ve'ever. We know at the end of Parshas Toldos, so Rashi quotes also from Chazal, that Yaakov Avinu spent 14 years learning in Yeshivas, Shem, Ve'ever. In the beginning of next week's parsha, Parshas Vayetze, Rashi even quotes Vayishkav b'makom ahu, at the 14 years that Yaakov learned in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, before he went to Lavan, he didn't even sleep at all, whatever it is that means. Not only was Yaakov Avinu there, but we know a couple of other things. We know in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev that Yaakov was Ahav es Yosef mikol banav, ki ben zikunim hulo, and Rashi there writes that Yaakov passed on to Yosef the Torah that he learned in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. We quoted last week in this slot that Yitzchak also learned in Yeshivas Shem Ve'ever, according to some days in Chazal, because after the Akedah, there are days in Chazal and days in the Farshim, that Yitzchak also spent time in Yeshivas Shem Ve'ever. This seems to have been a location in which the Avos went to learn Torah, again, from Shem and Ever. There is an intriguing question that some ask, which is, what exactly did they learn in Yeshivas Shem Ve'ever? The Torah wasn't given yet. The Torah is only given in parts of Yisro. So what exactly did the Talmud Torah look like? We're going to share four mahalchim tonight as to what it was they learned in Yeshivas Shem Ve'ever. The first mahalach is one that l'chora is the pashtus. Benny actually sent me last week that Rabbi Kefek quoted this in the name of the Rav, saying this. Rabbi Nachman Cohn, who's a Rav in Riverdale, wrote that he thinks that Rabbi Nechemiah, one of the Tanaim, holds of this also, I think Tanaim, that is that he learned seven mitzvot b'nei Noach. That's what they had at that time. Noach received after they received Shavu Mitzvot B'nei Noach, and that's what they learned in that yeshiva. If that's true, the fact that he spent 14 years learning Shavu Mitzvot B'nei Noach, that may make sense with some Rishonim rather than other Rishonim. One of the Shavu Mitzvot B'nei Noach is a mitzvah of dinim, of establishing a court system, and that could take a lot of time. So even if Hilchos Eiver Min HaChai are not going to be, you know. Honestly, I don't know Hilchos Eiver Min HaChai, what goes on there, but I'm assuming it's not, wouldn't take 14 years to master it. But as far as dinim and things like that, it's a lot of time spent learning the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. There is another potential mahalach, which is to argue that they really did have access on some level to Torah. We know that Chazal tell us, at least certain days in Chazal, that the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kula. In order to keep Kol HaTorah Kula, so presumably there was access to Torah even before Matan Torah. How else would they be able to know these halachas? Where would this Torah have come from if it was before Matan Torah? So, like, where are they getting it from? So there's really, I think, two possibilities. The Medrash tells us, one is that there was this idea of Torah that was passed on Dor Achar Dor. It wasn't publicized yet. The Medrash tells us that Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, who's associated with Shem, is the one who revealed Torah to Avram Avinu. Maybe there was a Torah that got passed on from person to person. Another mahal we spoke about in a Friday share a couple weeks ago was there was something inside the Avos. They had some sort of deep connection, and therefore they were able on their own almost to engage in some Torah insights. Those are, I think, two of the more mainstream mahalchim. Mahalch number one, they learned the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. Mahalch number two, they really did have access on some level to Torah. There is a well-known third mahalach in a certain sense, which is a very famous piece of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Yaakov, where Rabbi Yaakov is bothered by a question. The Gemara in Yuma and Daf Ches tells us that both Avram and Yitzchak were learned in yeshiva, and presumably Chazal also appeared. Yaakov Avinu, as an example, could have learned a lot of Torah from Avram and Yitzchak. Why was it so critical that he Dafka goes to learn by Shem and Ever also? What was unique about the Torah of Shem and Ever? Akadekach, 14 years, even though he was really supposed to go to Lavan's house directly, 14 years in which Chazal and Megillah, it wasn't even viewed as a pegam and kibud avaim, where he went for those 14 years. What exactly was the unique Torah of Shem Ve'ever? So Rabbi Kamenetsky suggests, which is a very, very beautiful idea, and that is that what was accomplished there in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever was it was the Torah of Galus. It was the Torah of how to withstand external pressures. It was the Torah of how to survive in an environment in which people are going to be challenging your religiosity. Shem is the child of Noach. Shem is one that knows what it means to live in a Dor HaMabul and to be able to survive in a Dor HaMabul. Shem knows how challenging that could be and how to withstand certain external pressures. And Ever is from the Dor HaFlaga. He also knows what it means to be in a generation, which things are not at all simple. So Rabbi Yaakov, that's why Yaakov needed to go to Yeshivas Shem Ve'Ever. Some of the gears is just Ever, but he needed to go to that yeshiva prior to going to Lavan because he needed that Torah. The Torah of Galus was not the Torah of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak was the Torah of the Ola Tamima, where he's staying where he is. The Torah of Galus, the Torah of being able to interact, that is a Torah that's a Torah, says Yaakov, that Yaakov Avinu needed to go to Shem Ve'Ever to learn, to be able to really understand what allows us to withstand the challenges of Galus. And that's why Yaakov suggests it's the Torah, as Rashi told us, that he gave over to Yosef HaTzadik. Because Yosef HaTzadik was going to be the one who was going to go into Galus, he was going to go into Mitzrayim, and have to withstand in Mitzrayim, while being an eved in Mitzrayim, then being a leader in Mitzrayim, all of the terrible things going on in Mitzrayim. That was the Torah that Yaakov Avinu needed. So Ad Kan three Mahalchem, it's a question of Sheva Mitzvah Noach, maybe it's all of Torah on some level, or maybe it's this unique kind of Torah, which Yaakov called the Torah of Galus. I'm going to make another suggestion. It's one that I think, I can't say it's Mukhrach at all, but I think it's a little bit intriguing. What do we know about Shem and Aver and the Torah and what they were involved in? So I will share with you, if you put together a bunch of Midrashim, what I think appears to emerge. Number one, we know in the beginning of Parshas Toldos that when Rivka has babies in her stomach and she's not sure what's going on, so Vatelech Lidros Es Hashem, she goes the way Rashi understands, she goes to the world of Shem Ve'Aver in order to get clarity as to what's going to go on. Shem and Aver function on some level as Nevi'im. They're going to be able to tell her, again, in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, they're going to be the ones that are going to be able to clarify what exactly is going on. Rashi calls it the base medrash of shame. We also know the Sefer Yikarim tells us, as far as the Nevuah goes, that Yaakov's time in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever is part of what made him Zocha to eventually become a Navi in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. The Gemara tells us to be a Navi, you have to have Chachma. Where did he get Chachma from? Shem Ve'Ever. So number one, Shem Ve'Ever, they were Osek in Nevuah. Number two, Chazal tell us that when Yehuda and Tamar are in their, when Tamar is brought to Beis Din, because Tamar is accused of engaging in arayos, the Beis Din they went to, Chazal tell us, is the Beis Din by Yeshiva, by Shem and Aver. They functioned as Shoftim also. We also know that Chazal tell us that Malchitedek Melech Shalem, who's associated with Shem, taught Avram Avinu, he's called a Kohen and a Melech. He's Melech Shalem. They functioned as kings. They also functioned as Kahuna. And the Medrash tells us that Malchitek Melech Shalem, Shem, taught Avram Avinu the dinim of Kahuna Gedola. He taught him what it meant to be a Kohen. Let's put it together. What do we know they functioned in? We know they functioned in Nevuah. We know they functioned in Dayanus, in being Shoftim. We know they functioned as a Melech, Malchitek Melech Shalem. We know they functioned as Kahuna Gedola. What are those four things? Those four are four different kinds of Jewish leadership. The things that we know they were osek in wasn't how to be a manhig. Wasn't how to be a manhig. L'da'ati, that explains something else. The Torah Rashi points out that Yaakov Avinu taught Yosef all the Torah he learned in Shem Ve'Ever. What's the one piece of Torah that we know Yaakov taught Yosef? According to Chazal, Egla Arufa. He sends the Agalos. What's Egla Arufa all about at its core? Leadership and taking responsibility for your actions. That is, leaders saying, the Zikne Ha'ir saying, that on some level, this is on me. What was the Torah of Shem Ve'Ever Lida'ati? It was the Torah of leadership. It was the Torah of how to be a manhig. Why is Yaakov Avinu going to Shem Ve'Ever before he goes to Lavan's house? It fits with Rabbi Yaakov, but Lav Dafka is because of the external influences. It's because this is now the time when Yaakov has to go to become a manhig. This is the time when Yaakov now has to, he's about to build a family right now. He's about building the Shiftei Ka. And no longer is he Tafel to Yitzchak, but now he's really on his own, he's functioning as a manhig, that's why he has to go. That may also be why, when does Yitzchak Dafka go to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever? Post-Akedah. Post-Akedah, if you look in Chumash, Avram, other than burying Sarah, Avram is not taking as much of a leadership role anymore. He buries Sarah, he tries to find a person for Yitzchak, he's very much about passing on to the next generation. Post-Akedah becomes Yitzchak's show, in a certain sense, and that's why Yitzchak's also going to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. We saw, I think, four different ideas in terms of what was done in Shem Ve'Ever. One Mahalach, it was Torah of Shav Mitzvah Noach. Second Mahalach, maybe they had access to all of Torah, either because it was passed on from person to person, or the Avos on their own were able to have some kind of intuition. For Yaakov, the Torah they learned there was the unique Torah of Galus. I would suggest, based on some of the Midrashim, that maybe the unique Torah that was learned in Yeshiva Shein Ve'ever, which is a different kind of Torah, is a Torah of how to be a manhik. It's a Torah of how to be a leader. These were people that were Nevi'im, they were Kohen Gadols, they were kings, they were Shoftim. And in order to be able to build Klal Yisrael, we need to not only have the Torah of Shemesh B'nei Noach and the Torah of Galus, we also need the Torah of how we have leadership, the Torah of how to be a manhig, and perhaps that is at least one of the reasons why it's so critical that Avram learned from Shem and Yitzhak spent time there, Yaakov, and that's what gets passed on to Yosef HaTzadik, also in many ways to be the manhigim of Klal Yisrael Shkoyach, and have a wonderful night.